I'd like to wish everyone a beautiful Shabbos. Hope everyone had a beautiful week. Complete on for Yehuda ben Shifra, Shiva Bastavo Aleya, Matisyahu Chaim ben Ittel, Shprinzer bat Esther, Binyamin Ovadia ben Esther, Moshe Dov ben Fega Bracha, Racha bas Ilana, Yehudit bat Wina, Yehudit bat Wina, Wina, Avam Yeshiahu ben Aviva, Chaya Malka bat Batsheva, Leia Pesha bas Dina, Bortzvi ben Esther, Pinchas Eliezer ben Esther, Mim Batzal Rezel, Brina Bracha bas Wina, Brina Bracha bas Wina, Daniela Bracha Zahava bas Fega Leia, Moshe Yitzchak ben Beryl Perel, Moshe Yitzchak ben Bela Perel, David Aye ben, I forget, Leia Bas Rachel, Ava Meya ben Bela Perel, Ava Meya ben Bela Perel, I think that's all the Holy Men, but Salwezel, yeah, if you can please down for Leia Pesha Bas Dina. Yeah, if you can please down for all of them, you know, Netanel Ilan ben Shena Tzipoa, Netanel Ilan ben Shena Tzipoa, Yekutiel Zalman ben Sawa, Yekutiel Zalman ben Sawa, Sawa, Hashem said, Avam Yeshiyahu ben Aviva, Avam Yeshiyahu ben Aviva, ben Aviva, Hashem should send them all foolish name of Koa, if you can please down for them. And the Divrei Torah should be Zechus Neshama Harav HaGoen Harav Cheskel Roth Zatzal Zechus HaYegein Aleinu. He's a big tzaddik, a big posek from Ballpark. And it should also be Zechus Neshama Chaim David from QRNL. He's a big tzaddik also. Harav Chaim David from QRNL. He's a big tzaddik. So this week's Parsha Vayakel Pekudei. So it says, Shesh Yamim Taseh Malachtecho V'yomashi Shabbas LaHashem Malkecho. So Yismach Moshe, bring down the smag. The smag said that, you know, that it's an issa d'oraisa, it's an issa from the Torah to have a non-Jew do work for you. A non-Jew cannot do for work for you on Shabbos, it's issa d'oraisa. So he said, that's pasuk of pasuk. Shesh yamim taseh malachtecha. On the 6 days, your malacha could be done by a non-Jew. But Yom HaShvi, Shabbos HaShem, but the 7th day, you cannot. On the 7th day, he doesn't mention about work, because work cannot be done by a non-Jew on Shabbos, according to Smag. Yismach Moshe explain that. A sefer called Shari Simcha just said a little different shot. Shari Simcha said, we all know that our work, the work we do is always done by a Kaddish Baruch Hu, by Hashem. We're just doing Hishtadlus, but Hashem is really doing all the work. Zak the Shari Simcha, when you really have a Muna like that, so the Pasuk says this, Shesh Yamim Taseh Malachtecha. During the 6 days of the week, your work be done. By who? By HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when you really have a moon like that, Shabbat Shabbaton. Then your Shabbos will be incredible Shabbos. Be like Shabbos for all Shabbos, because you won't have any worries. You won't have any worries. Oh my goodness, I have a business meeting on Monday morning, 9 o'clock. Oh, I have to read the business report. You won't have any worries. You'll be truly rested. Could say this, Hashem is doing every work. Hashem's doing my work. So that I don't have any worries. It'll be a true Shabbos. You'll be truly rested. Rav Sternbach, Rav Moshe Sternbach from Yerushalayim, or Kodesh, another beautiful side. This week's parsha by Shabbos says, Kodesh hi lachem. Shabbos should be a Kodesh for you. And lachem means your bodily pleasures, you know, your pleasures. Zak Rav Sternbach, what the Torah is telling you, yes, you can have pleasure. You can eat the chont, you can eat the gefilte fish, you can eat the corned beef and pastrami and the salami. But make sure it's Kodesh. Meaning, what Sternbach saying, what it means is that don't have 10 bowls of chont. Don't have 50 pieces of salami or corned beef. Don't have 10 pieces of potato kugel. It should be Kodesh still. Your lachem, your pleasures you have should also still be Kodesh. Make sure it's still holy. Then Moshe Rabbeinu tells Christ, take from among yourselves the chuma, if anyone wants to give. So Kli Yaka says, why does Moshe Rabbeinu add michem? So Zakta Kli Yaka, when Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Bnei Yisrael, was telling the Jewish people, was telling the Yidden, kichu miyitchem, take it from yourself. Don't give donations to the Mishkan because of peer pressure. Don't give it because of peer pressure. Give it because you want to do it. Kichu miyitchem, take it from yourself. Give donation to Mishkan because you really want to do it. Then it says, Chacham Lev Yasu V'Yavo Kasher Tziva Hashem. So Hadrash V'Yiyun said, it says, Chacham Lev Bachem. Zok Hadrash V'Yiyun. Who's the Chacham Lev? Those who go right away and do what Hashem commanded them. Yasev Yavo. Those are the Chacham Levs, he said. The Drasha said, they don't sit around and talk about what they're going to do. No, Yasev Yavo. They immediately jump on the, immediately want to do what they're commanded to do from Hashem. So just a different shot, Chacham Lev Bachem. The Chacham Lev is in every Jew. Every Jew can be a Chacham Lev. All it means is going to do what Hashem wants from you. Don't sit there and schmooze about it. Don't sit there and talk, oh, tomorrow I'm going to do the Chesed. Tonight, so I'm going to do the Chesed in 20 minutes, go to the hospital. I'm going to give out poor packages. Do it. Just go and do it. Yasev Yavo, just go do it. Don't sit down and schmooze at it. That's why Chacham Lev Bachem. Every Jew has a Chacham Lev, but you have to just go and do it. Then it says, Isha Yedivenu Lebo, and it says they bought the Truma. So a sefer called Imra Yaakov said this. He said the pshat is that the Yidden of the generation Moshe Bain and Aaron HaKohen were incredible people. They had an urge to donate, and boom, they went to bring the Truma. They didn't sit around and say, we're going to bring it, but don't bring it. They went and bought it right away. Then it says, Kol HaZahav Asher Asal Malacha. All the gold, the Chidah points out, it might be a Chazal, but the Chidah says that the whole gold, the reason the gold was created in this world was for the building of the Mishkan. And that's the reason why the gold was created. There was leftover gold, whatever, then man started using it for their own personal self, men and women, but the vision of the gold was just built, all the gold, Kol Zahav, Yasul, and Malacha, the whole reason Hashem created gold was just for the building of the Mishkan. But then the men and women started using it for themselves, meaning that, no, they didn't take the gold and went for the Mishkan, that they didn't do, but I guess there might have been extra gold, and they started using that. Then Rav Shechter from Skokie Yeshiva in Chicago said another beautiful word. In Parshat Pekudei, he quotes the Baal Turim. The Baal Turim says that there's 19 times in Parshat Pekudei, it says, Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. And the Baal Turim says it's connected to the 19 brachas of Shmoneh Esrei. So Rav Shechter from Skokie Yeshiva said a beautiful word. He said, there are Mefarshim who says that every time a Jew, a year daven Shmoneh Esrei, they're building their own personal Beis HaMikdash. They're diving in their own personal Beis HaMikdash, and they're building it, but all those 19 brachas. And Rav Shechter said, if you notice, that in the Shmoneh Esrei, we say, Sheibane Beis HaMikdash B'mheiro V'yameinu. Zok Rav Shechter, why do we do that? We just said, by would say, Hashem V'savodah L'vdir Beitecha, we say, B'nei Yushalayim. You know, why do we have to say, Sheibane Beis HaMikdash again? Zok Rav Shechter, because after finishing Shmoneh Esrei, after leaving your personal Beis HaMikdash, and every time you say a bracha, you're adding more and more to your personal Beis HaMikdash, but now that you've finished it, you realize we need the real Beis HaMikdash, and that's why you say, Sheibane Beis HaMikdash B'mheiro V'yameinu. I might check the Rav Shechter's words a little bit, but that was his message. Then it said by the Nisim, the reason they were missing a Yud, because they said, let the Jewish people, let Klai Yisrael donate first, and we'll watch and we'll donate what's missing. Rashi points out that was Atzelus, a bit of laziness. So what's going on? So the Walag said the Pshat is that the Nesiim, what they should have done is took all the gold and diamonds and silver what they had and waited behind the whole Jewish people, waited behind Bnei Yisrael. And then if they saw what's missing, then they can donate. But when they said, we will see what's missing, meaning they were kind of like, They were not running like the rest of the Jewish people. Remember, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Bnei Yisrael, you know, for the donations, and said Bnei Yisrael ran to bring the donations. So Nesim was saying, we will watch, meaning almost like saying, like they were sitting on, the Nesim were huge tzaddikim, but they were sitting like almost on the couch. But what they should have done, that's why Rashi is atzelus, laziness. The Nesim should be running behind the rest of Bnei Yisrael and waiting behind the rest of the Jewish people and then see what was missing. By them saying we will see, sure they weren't online, once they showed they were running like the rest of Bnei Yisrael, and that was the pshat. Then it says, Ish v'isha yasem alacha. Again, the walag, it's a Jewish pshat, but Ishvi Yasai, Ishvi Isha is a man and a woman. Balkut means husband and wife. Yaseh Malacha, they have to do work to keep their marriage going. You know, but they also have to do work for each other. Meaning a husband should not come home and sit on the couch and, you know, expect his wife to do everything. A wife shouldn't come home and sit on the couch and expect their husband to do everything. Each for Yisha Yaseh Malacha, each of them have to do Malacha to keep the marriage going and to do work in the house. Well, Sternbach from Yushalayim Yerkodesh said the Kiyor, you know, and the Kanor, the base, I think, that held the Kiyor, both of them were anointed. So we understand why the Kiyor was anointed, because that's what the Kohanim washed their hands and their feet. But why was the base? Zakwa Sternbach, what the Torah is teaching us, that from here, that, you know, even supporters of Kedusha are just as holy. Zakwa Sternbach, therefore, if you help a tzaddik or tzaddikus do their avodas Hashem, the Kedusha then is put onto you also. You also get the Kedusha. If you support the tzaddik or tzaddikus to do their work, to do the work of Avodah Hashem, to do the work of Avodah Hashem, then you'll also get the kedusha they have because you're supporting them. Then what David Goldwasser from Brooklyn quoted Zeva Shimshon. Zeva Shimshon said the Talmidei Chachamim were builders. I think it's in this parsha. But why do the Talmidei Chachamim? What do you mean they were builders? Zakta Zeva Shimshon, because every time a Jew learns Torah in a base medrash or yeshiva or seminary, and I guess also every time they daven there, they're building up the base medrash shul. And when Mashiach comes, hopefully Bekovov, that base medrash shul is going to be floated to Yushalayim. So the Talmidei Chachamim builders, because they're learning and steiging in Torah in the base medrash. They're learning, they're saying Tehillim. So they're building the base medrash to be supported, to be uplifted, to take into Eretz Yisrael. That's what I mean, they're builders. Then it says, Vayachel Avodas HaMishkan, the work of the Mishkan was finished. So the Orchaim HaKodesh said, you see from this pasuk, Vayachel, meaning it's come to teach us that because the Avodas of the Mishkan, the building of Mishkan was finished. But if there was more to do, Bnei Yisrael would have donated more time and effort and money. But it's only because the Mishkan, it doesn't say Vayachlu, they finished. It says because the work was finished to build the Mishkan. Therefore, the Chaim question, what the Torah is telling, if there was more to build, there's more to donate, Bnei Yisrael would have done it. Then after that, it says, Vayesu Bnei Yisrael Kashiyat Tzivah Hashem and Moshe. So the Sefer called Imre Shefer said a beautiful word. He said, what you see is that, you figure that after Bnei Yisrael donated the Mishkan, and we know the Mishkan, one of the aspects of the Mishkan was it was a kapara, an atonement for the chait of Egel HaZahav. So you figure after that, you know, Bnei Yisrael might go, some Jews, some Yidden, might go back to their old ways. No, Vayasu Bnei Yisrael Kashiyat Tzivah Hashem as Moshe. Bnei Yisrael turned a new leaf. They went exactly like Hashem commanded Moshe Bain to tell Klai Yisrael what to do. They changed, they did pure tshuva. They changed their ways in order to serve Hashem. One last word. Leza Ginsburg, a Rebbe in Yeshiva Meir in Brooklyn said, Vayakel Moshe gathered Bnei Yisrael together, and Rashi said, Mimachwas Yom Kippur, right after Yom Kippur. Zakwa Veleza Ginsburg, he said, the way Moshe Rabbeinu was able to get Achdus among the Jewish people, because during Yom Kippur, and of course, Be'er Tshuva before that, Washana, Elul, we do tremendous tshuvas. Yidden do such tremendous amount of tshuva, you know, Kapawa tshuva. Therefore, we don't have sins anymore. And therefore we can be united. Because don't forget, Aveiwa, sins, have caused a mechitza to be among Yidden. But now we don't have the mechitza anymore. So therefore we are able to be united. I'm going to ask you to leave you the halachas again. Ask your local Orthodox rabbi. These halachas just across at the Shabbos table. But Heshi Kahan, who's connected to Rav Zucker's yeshiva in Brooklyn, said, you know, let's say you play Monopoly or Stratego with your kids on Shabbos, and after Shabbos, again, you have to ask a person whether you can play Monopoly or not, but or Stratego, but let's say you play Lado. So after you finish the game, you cannot put the pieces back, you know, if they're all in one pile, you cannot separate the pieces and put them in the place they're supposed to be put in the box, because that could be a problem of Boer. Well, Shri Khan said you can throw the pieces up in the air, and then when they get separated, then you can put them back in the box. But you cannot. But the pieces, if they're one pile, you cannot separate them to put them back in the box. That's a problem of Boer. Then, with I Marcus from Eretz Yisrael, quoted when Moshe Feinstein, that's all. When Moshe Feinstein, that's all, says, if it's very hot, if it's very hot day, you can ask a guy to turn the air conditioning on for you. But it has to be a very hot day to ask a guy to do that for you on Shabbos, turn the air conditioning on. I'd like to wish everyone a beautiful Shabbos, and I'll leave you off with a beautiful story. Well, Moshe Shaw from Lakewood told me this year that there was a Puerto Rican guy who became a Fum Jew, and he said, how did he become that? He said this Spanish guy that's called Puerto Rican, he lived on Puerto Rico across from a bar. His house was across from a bar, and you see every day they were using the other pair. They were staring at each other, going crazy in the bar. Then he said in 1980, an earthquake hit Puerto Rico, and this guy came out of the bar and went to the floor crying to Hashem, please forgive us, please have mercy on us. And the earthquake stopped, and they were all saved, and they went back to the old ways in the bar, dancing, singing, going crazy, in the other pair, drinking, killing each other. So this Puerto Rican went to his mother, Mom, there has to be people who are pure. Don't act like that. His mother said, I worked in a public school near Williamsburg. The Jewish people are like that. So the Yids sold newspapers and got enough money and flew to New York. When he got off the plane, he went to the yellow cab drivers, take me to the Jews, to the Yidden. The cab driver goes, the Yidden are all over New York. So the guy goes, you know, take me to the black and white Jewish people. So the guy goes, you mean Williamsburg? And the guy, what? Yes, yes. When he got to Williamsburg, he saw a guy with a white beard. He thought it was Moshe Rabbeinu. Make a long story short, this year became a Fum Jew. And it's so important to show, you know, it's not only, yes, it's for to keep the Torah and mitzvahs, but you have to realize well, every time you walk out of the house with a yarmulke or a dress, people are looking at us. We can do a Kiddush Hashem or Chas V'Shalom a Chilul Hashem. We should all try to do Kiddush Hashem. I wish everyone a beautiful Shabbos. I hope everything's going well. Bye-bye.